Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Always great to have your company and great to have your calls. We'll head back to your calls very shortly, but Justin Lomu has been good enough to join me. Wally Allop, Fremantle coach, thanks to Tyre Power, tipping winners home or away on Falkland Wild Peaks. And the Dockers are in form. Welcome to you, Justin. Great to have you on.
Yeah, no worries, Dwayne. Good to be on.
Found some chemistry, three in a row?
Yeah, it's good to hit a bit of form. I feel like players are executing their roles and playing with a little bit more freedom and controlling what we can control rather than worrying about stuff that doesn't help us play good footy. So, yeah, it's good.
The evolution of your game throughout a season, teams look at what you're doing then do stuff to counter it. So whether you want to go high handball, low handball, you know, play on immediately every time you take a mark, that kind of stuff. How much do you adjust that in season because of what teams are doing against you? Because it seems like it's hard to get that formula exactly right sometimes. We tell you what you should be doing, but other teams kind of know what you're trying to do as well.
It is a constant, I suppose, adjustment throughout the season. I mean, you throw stoppages into that and what teams do to try and counteract stoppages, and it can be ever-evolving. I suppose from the outside world looking in, you probably talk about X's and O's and strategy and that type of thing, but we're dealing with humans and young players trying to make their way in the game, so there's that side of things as well. I'm trying to make sure our mindset is in the right area. And I think that's something we've tried to work on as much as anything this year. And I think we've, been probably almost playing not to lose early in the season. And now we've tried to flip that and tried to play to win a little bit more and be a little bit more proactive and not worry about stakes. And it's just allowed us to play with a bit more freedom. We're always constantly adjusting the way we go about our X's and O's, but we've been trying to work on our mindset as much as anything else.
So your players are more confident just to make that they're going to make the right decision now. So that makes the freedom a bit more in their mind available to them as a choice.
Embracing the fact that mistakes happen in games. Any team's only going to kick the ball at probably 65%. So that means 35% of the time you're making mistakes. It's about embracing that and moving on to the next task and executing the next moment as best as we can. And we've been able to play a little bit more like that the last couple of weeks. So we haven't been perfect by any stretch, but footy's not perfect. But we've been able to just move on and focus on the next task at hand.
Is how you're playing now, though, the way you want to keep playing, even though you're winning now and teams are going to target how you're playing now and try and bring it down, stop the high handball, stop the aggressive play on nature of your ball movement, but are you going to continue to just try and do it better than they can do it to stop it?
I would say so. We want to be able to go before the opposition set with our ball movement, and quite often that comes off the back of being more aggressive in your defence. So I feel like our pressure the last few weeks has been at a level which has allowed us to create opportunities to go back at the opposition before they've been able to get set, and that's given our forwards a really, really good look off turnover. And we've been winning contests ahead of the ball, which we probably didn't get right at the start of the year. And, I mean, a lot gets made of contest work, and we've definitely picked up all over the ground in that area, but especially ahead of the ball when we're in possession, we've been able to win more contests because we've been a little bit more predictable to our forwards, but our young forwards have got to work, and that's brought our smaller forwards into the game and allowed them to, really harass the opposition, or win the ball and hit the scoreboard. So, I mean, some of the things that if we get right, we feel like the opposition can't negate. So they're all the things that are within our control and things that we focus on.
Obviously a loaded question, but you are number one for hitouts. Now, hitouts are one thing, hitouts to clearance are another thing, and hitouts to score are completely different. But you are number one, which means you could argue you do have the best ruck combo in the comp, even though you're going against Grundy and Gorn this week.
Yeah, we think we do. It's going to be a great challenge this week. And, Grundy and Gorn have probably got a bit of an experience on our guys. But I feel like, Jacko and Sean Darcy in particular have been, really good at giving us our mids first look. And I think the last couple of weeks we've been able to translate that into not only stoppage wins, but stoppage scores, which is giving us a bit of bang for buck around that area of the ground. So, we need to continue that. And like I said, it's a great challenge for our young rucks against two really mature rucks who are playing at the top of their game.
Do you think they'll target Luke Jackson?
Oh, somewhat. I think, yeah, whether it's verbal or a bit of tongue-in-cheek stuff, or whether it's physical, we expect them to do something towards Luke. It's important that he doesn't get distracted by it and he sticks to his process and understands that, his process will be good enough and, not get caught up in any of that and just get back to playing his footy because he's in really good form and, it's not as though he doesn't like a bit of physicality in his game anyway. So he'll be able to embrace that and still execute his role.
Yeah, I heard you in the press conference yesterday saying that he's fairly relaxed about the fact that it probably will happen. How do you, I presume you address it and tell your players, you've all got to get together and support him but not get distracted by it. So it is a fine line because I do expect you to fly the flag in his defence as soon as it happens.
Yeah, you're spot on. Like, do it in the right way. Show Luke that he's one of us. Show Melbourne that we're going to protect him. But, yeah, a lot of teams do this, so you get distracted and take your eye off what's important in the contest and playing footy. So we need to make sure we find the line with that.
Has he been looking forward to this for a while, though?
Not sure. I haven't really asked him that specific question. But, I mean, there's always a little bit of anxiety around facing the old mob in the first time. And I'm sure he's still mates with a lot of those players that he spent 3 or 4 years with. So, and on the flip side, he'll want to get out there and put his best foot forward. So we'll help him as best we can to do that.
A little bit of Brayshaw v Brayshaw. Wouldn't go astray either. Andrew's coming off 10 coaches' votes. He's in good form.
He is. He's got back to, his elite work rate and ball use and contest. So, he's in terrific form. And, it's always a little bit of a different challenge, I would imagine, coming up against your brother. So, that'll be a good tussle. Probably expect Angus to maybe go through the middle of the ground a little bit more. So, you might see that matchup a bit more one-on-one this week.
And your forward line's starting to click as well. You're getting, I presume, well, you tell me, where do you think Fife's at? It seems like you've worked him back into the side nicely through the sub vest and then, giving him some full game time. And I presume, well, where do you think he's at? Is he 6 out of 10 and we're going to get 9 out of 10 Nat Fife in a few weeks?
Oh, he'll continue to build. It's a tough one to put a number on. He's some of the things he did last week. Other mids in the comp just can't do with his reflexes and his size and his ability to drive. And I've been really pleased with the way he's approached his forward work as well. He's having an impact in both areas of the ground. And I think with Josh Tracy coming into the side and Jai Miss evolving and Jacko down there giving us a really good contest, we probably can afford to use him through the middle of the ground a little bit more. We'll continue to work on the balance of his role, but he's embracing it and he's only going to get better whatever he does this weekend.
They do know who Jai Amos is at headquarters, don't they?
Yeah, I know. Lots been made of him not getting, rising star nominee. But I know Jai pretty well, and I know that wouldn't bother him too much. He's just happy to be playing his role in the team and continuing to develop as a key forward in the comp. He's been terrific and seen a lot of improvement since his first game this year to what we're seeing now as well in all areas of his game. So I don't think he'll be getting too caught up in that.
You always sound calm, Justin. You always look calm at press conferences. So I wonder how tough it is behind the scenes, how much, like a duck with the legs underwater it is for an AFL coach. And we're kind of seeing a bit in the last few weeks how tough it is for coaches, even though they're put on a pretty good front for the fans.
Yeah, it's just ever evolving. Ever consuming, Dwayne. It's not as though you can take time off or a day off and something doesn't come across your desk or there's not something on your mind, whether it's to do with review or preview or even things, like mid-season draft and all those type of things. So it's just an all-consuming job. But, we all knew that before we got into the industry and got into senior coaching. So I don't want to make it sound like we're not up for it, or we don't understand what it takes to be a senior coach. It's just, we just, as an industry, we want to go back to the soft cap that we had before COVID. And we want to make sure that we put enough resources and finances around everyone in the football department, not just senior coaches.
So how, what would you spend if they gave you an extra X in your soft cap? What would you actually spend it on, do you think? Where's it best spent? Because there are, well, there's teams, and we won't name them, but some need better medical departments, et cetera. Some need better help in the assistant coach department. Where would you use it, and where do you think most clubs would use it most?
Well, it'd probably start by just rewarding and getting the people that are at the club back up to pre-COVID levels. That would be a good start because, you know, everything in life is costing more, and we're asking some people in the footy department to do more for less still. So that would be a start. And you're right, like every different football department would use it in different ways. I think, well, you know, one of the areas at our club, and I think a lot of clubs that have been really hit by the soft cap reductions, is recruiting. And, you know, we can always use more resources around coaching and developing and improving our players. So I think that'd be a good place to start.
Is the scrutiny in the West tougher than it is elsewhere? Adam Simpson's facing the heat. Reports last night that were apparently incorrect and all that kind of stuff. I'm just trying to work out how intense you've found it. Is it tougher over there right now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, obviously, the two-team town. And two teams focus, bring a lot of focus on them. So, yeah, the team that is not going well tends to be in the spotlight a lot, and I think we see that in Adelaide and Perth in particular. So, yeah, Simo's copping it a little bit at the moment. You know, I feel for him and what he's gone through, and you know, so much of it is out of the control of senior coach, but you know, tend to wear the brunt of it. So, yeah, I'm thinking of him. I mean, it's part of the industry and part of being in a two-team town, I guess.
Overall, do you think the scrutiny per the money you get for the reward that you can get as an AFL coach in what is an entertainment industry is okay? Like, I don't know what you get, and I wouldn't expect you to tell me, but is that $700 to $1.5 million range about right for an AFL coach, or do you think you guys deserve a bit more?
I'd like to be in that range. we are the front of all clubs, and we do wear the brunt. But it is a rewarding industry, Dwayne. I don't think anyone has said it's not a rewarding industry. I get to come to work with a really strong coaching group and a really good coaching group full of good people, and get to work with young players and help them be their best self every day. So I don't think there's a more rewarding job for that. The flip side is you get put under a lot of scrutiny when things aren't going well, but our fight is as senior coaches is not just for us as senior coaches to get paid more. It's about putting more resources around the footy department, and it's about rewarding all people within the footy department as well. So we want to make sure that that's really clear.
And what do you do to help yourself get a mental break from footy? Have you got a mechanism? Have you got a people? What do you do?
Well, really, it's about priorities in the year, and my priorities are family and work. So I spend most of my time on those two things and make sure that I'm present at home, and sometimes that's easier said than done. I did manage to buy a share in a boat a couple of years ago, which I don't know how I got it past my wife, but you know, I don't mind getting out in the water and going for a fish with a couple of mates. I find that's a good way to decompress and take my mind off footy, so I try and do that as much as I can, but that only happens once or twice a footy season. That's probably mostly post-footy season. So, most of it's based around spending time with my family and trying to help out back there as well.
Surely you'll get one fish in during the bye rounds.
Yeah, that's the plan. Winter can be tough to get a good spell of weather. So I'll keep my fingers crossed and keep an eye on the forecast.
Yeah, take it out and just get a sleep. Justin, great to have a chat to you. Always a delight for me to pick your brain and have a chat. I really enjoy it. You've been great for Fremantle. You're great for footy, and you're great for my show having stars like you on it. So thank you.
No worries, Dwayne. Thanks for that, mate.
Justin Longmuir joining us. Thanks to Tyre Power, tipping winners home or away on Falcon Wild Peaks. And you can check it all out, All Terrain Tyres, during the May Mega Sale. Back to your calls next. 1300 736 736. Anything that was discussed there, over to you.